Hospital?
Yes, this is the meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board, and we are meeting to, the published agenda, as it indicates, is to focus on the evaluation of the Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica. So, should we outline a little agenda here, even though that's the focus?
Let's see what order we're going to consider the ideas. Okay, so let's first let's consider the period of time that the evaluation covers. And this is for public session. We had just, for the listening audience, we had forgotten that we were had not started streaming yet and had a little bit of a discussion, so we'll just recap that. And the choice is whether... Pardon?
You want to have a roll call?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Roll call. Okay. Chandra, do you mind being our note taker? Lori said that she would not be able to be on tonight.
Okay. In attendance, we have Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Are you there? Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Chandra Houtman, I'm here. And then absent, we have Berthold Reimers and Lori Taguma.
So the first item to consider is the period that the evaluation will cover. And we had conducted our ED evaluation for the PMB evaluation of the ED for 2006, which included the 2006 PMB, the 2006 LSBs, and the national staff employed during 2006. And so the discussion is whether we should do the same thing for the CFO evaluation. Does everybody believe we should do the same?
I move that we do the evaluation for the same period, including the same people.
Okay. Okay, so then this will be from 1106 through 1231-06, and we should put that at the top of the form. And, okay, so then moving forward, has everyone received the form that Chandra just sent us? I'm just now printing it out. But and now we had, as we will recall, is that Berthold, I guess it didn't print out. Okay, is it that Berthold had sent us a draft before. And what our goal is this time is to improve the form. Each time we do them, I'm sure there's always like a little bit of room for improvement. And what we had recommended last time at our meeting was to delete some of the comment spaces after every single item and just do it for every category. And so does somebody want to start? Has anybody had time to review? Well, Chandra, you started with looking at the form. You want to?
Sure. The revised form that we received this evening was prepared by the treasurer of Local Station Board, WPFW, in Washington, D.C., and her name is Jane Gatewood, and I believe she's also on the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee of Pacifica Foundation received this form from Berthold. So Jane took the liberty of
requesting comments, yes.
Berthold sent the form to the Finance Committee requesting comments and feedback, and Jane submitted to the Personnel Committee by way of me her proposed revisions, and I just forwarded them to the rest of the Personnel Committee. And basically what she's done is she's created categories for A, supervision and management, budgeting and planning, audit and internal external control, asset management, internal reporting, external reporting, and then a general comments section. And I personally think that, and then she has subcategories for each major category. For example, for supervision, she has supervised and trained national finance and accounting personnel, train and develop local stations business managers, assist with hire business managers, et cetera. And then she has a comment a common area for each of these major sections. And then she has her rating categories, which go from 1 to 5, from completely unsatisfactory to excellent, and then 9 is a category for no opinion, and the no opinion is if you have no experience with the CFO in this particular category, then you would rank no opinion. And I happen to think that this format is very easy to read, very easy to assimilate and respond to, and very clear, and I suggest that we consider it as our evaluation
okay.
Form.
Okay. Chandra, do you have Bertel's last draft?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Visually, there's no question. This is so much better, but it seems to me to be somewhat incomplete for our purposes.
I didn't go through it in detail to make sure that all the components that Bertold has in his are in hers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the format and,
mm-hmm.
and
no, the
readability.
The format is a significant improvement, I think,
mm-hmm.
to both.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just want to make sure that what Bertold had, because we had reviewed that and the
mm-hmm.
content of what he had should probably be preserved, because I think
mm-hmm.
we all had agreed to those things first. So if you have it and can send it, because, again, it's in my...
Oh, do I need to send out his final version to everybody?
If you have his final version, well,
yes,
at
I
least
do.
To me, because I, you know, that was before my computer crashed.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
I can
I don't
send
have,
it out now.
I don't
now.
Have an easy way to look at. Okay, that would be good.
I can send it out now, but don't talk anymore, because then I,
okay,
then I can't
I
take
won't.
Notes at the same time.
Okay, no.
No one say anything. Hold your breath. No, I'm kidding, but is anything significant?
No, but it gives us a minute to kind of look
yeah.
at this.
Okay, I'm just checking in the to make sure that, yeah. The one that I have from him, the final I have is dated 4/24/07, and that's the last version that I got
yeah,
from
that should be
Yeah,
that should be it.
Okay. So I'm going to send that out to our group now. Does anybody know if Bertold's coming on the call tonight?
I left him a message because I couldn't tell from that message I sent to the personnel committee whether he was coming on or not. He just said he's out of town.
Okay, I just sent it off to everybody.
Oh, okay, good. See, these, just at a quick glance, at a first read, a lot of this is strictly coming from a finance committee perspective. I think other than the finance committee, I don't know who else would know how to assess a lot of the components here. But I'll take a look and see. What it seemed to me Bertold was more accessible for the folks that we're sending it to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are certain things that are universal. The budgets that the LSVs have to approve and so forth. But, you know, we could probably go through and see the things to make sure that everything is covered, the things that the GMs would know, for example, the business managers respond to. Well, except that the business managers weren't on that list of distribution. Do we want
well,
to add
Well, I think we
some?
Were going to add something different for Lonnie.
Right. Okay. Well, let's identify that now because we did the list first.
So we've agreed on the distribution, I mean, on the period. Now we're going to consider the distribution list, right?
Right.
Yes, I thought we had finished the distribution, but there was some talk. Evelyn was the chair last year.
Yeah, but that was before we were streaming.
Because
Lonnie interacts directly with the business managers,
mm-hmm.
Along with the national finance staff,
mm-hmm.
we're going to include them because his interaction with them, with the business managers, is just as important as the national staff because he directly supervises them, I guess, you know, in terms of what their day-to-day or what they're reporting is supposed to be.
Okay, any comments? And I haven't received your latest send. Did you say you sent it, Chandra?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Did anybody get it? Is anybody else online besides me and Lydia?
I got it, Chandra.
Okay.
Did you get it, Ambrose?
Hold on.
All I have is the revisions from Jane, but I didn't get the second one with the. Oh,
yeah.
Here it is. I got it. Just got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chandra. For
calling. You're welcome.
Okay, so on this issue of including the business managers, how do we all feel?
Oh, yeah.
That's good? Okay. Okay, Chandra?
I agree.
Okay.
Do we need to make these things in terms of motions? Or do we need to make a motion to the PNB for the evaluation period? I mean, I didn't move it before, but I don't know if we need it.
Well, I think that except for if we agree on all of the items, or maybe you can make the notes of everything we agree on and do a consent calendar, and
okay.
Then at the end of our meeting we can say, okay, these are the things we unanimously agreed on, and then the things we didn't unanimously agree on we can vote on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this goes under unanimous. The date, we had a discussion but no dissent. Okay. And so we have agreed on both the date and the distribution. Should we go over the distribution again to be clear? The
sure.
PMB for all of this is for 2006. PMB 406. The LSBs 406. Oh, you know what? That we run into that same thing. It goes from 1106 through 12106, and that's because the new boards are seated at the beginning of December, the 07
okay.
board. So
okay.
12106.
Okay.
Okay. PMB, LSBs, national staff, and business managers, all for 06. And so this is a unanimous agreement. Okay. Moving along, let's give it, while people are perusing the forms and comparing, let's discuss what are the steps overall in terms of how we moved the process forward with the executive director's evaluation. Some of the things that I thought went wrong from the inception was that there should have been something from either the person who's going to be sending out the forms or from this committee alerting at least the LSB chairs and maybe the whole list saying, you know, you are going to be receiving this form, or there should be some follow-up. There weren't enough, like, alerts to let them even know to look for it. And so I personally think that once the PMB approves the form on the 18th, and the process, that we need to send out an email blast and say, please keep an eye out for the evaluation form, because some people probably did receive the form, but they had no idea that this was coming up. They had no reason to. He hasn't been, in this case, he hasn't been evaluated since he was hired, so
okay.
It would stand to reason. So that seems to me to be a logical first step after it's approved.
But we're going to notify local. We're going to notify current chairs, even though.
Yes.
Even though they weren't current. Hang on
Absolutely.
A second.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the format is...
Are there other issues that we need to be aware of? We need to implement in terms of moving the process forward.
That's
well, the only one.
Yeah, you know, as I look at this other form with Bertold, before we go on with that, let's proceed with the process and leave the form for last. And maybe, as I said, I left Bertold a message because I really think he needs to be on with it. His form, his questions are also really good. And either we can merge the two forms somehow in terms of the questions or something. But anyway, okay. So moving along. So if we can notify the current chair so that if they get questions from other LSB members that they can clarify that this is 406. And if we have any problems with emails, hopefully they'll know. But I know in the case of KPFK, this is the first time he's been on the board. Okay. Now, let me see. Okay, so send an initial notification. And then we are going to ask, Chandra, have you agreed, Chandra, that you would be able to go into the office? And
yes.
And see what the situation is with the 06 emails. Okay. Great. So Chandra will go to the national office, and given that Yolanda is no longer with us, but I'm sure she has everything still there, hopefully on her computer. because I think there was.
Well, I'm going to call Yolanda before I go over there.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
That makes more
yes,
sense, because then
yes,
she can
yeah.
tell me what's there and
tell,
I'll get
tell
to
you
it.
Where.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's that would be important. Okay, so this is all once the form is approved, the step-by-step. And so Chandra figures that out. And so what are the dates that we want to give? Evelyn, how much time did we allow originally before all the extensions for people to return the forms for the ED evaluation?
3 weeks.
I'm sorry?
3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Does everyone agree that that's a good timeline?
Sure.
Now, the only setback and what we need to consider is that I think I would like to propose 4 weeks, and the reason for that is to eliminate all of these extensions. In other words, if we send out the evaluation, sometimes it takes a couple of weeks for people to find out, because if they don't get the form, they may, especially if they're former LSB members, that there is an evaluation. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and so that allows us the time to get their new email and get the form back to them without granting an additional extension.
Okay.
That's just my personal feeling. Evelyn, go ahead.
Okay. Supposedly we have the corrected email addresses.
Well, we don't know. We hope.
We don't know. Possibly we do. And if we post it on each station's website,
that's
the evaluation is in their email, you know, and ask the LSB chairs to make sure that these people are contacted and that they know that it's been sent. 3 weeks is a long time. You know, email is there immediately. As soon as you send it out, it's in their email.
Okay, and the downside, if we ever do this again, like for next year for sure, for those who will still be on the board, is that what we should have requested was both email and phone numbers, knowing that people that are no longer on the board may be completely out of touch with, you know, they're not going to be checking websites and things like that. And so when you don't receive the forms, you should be able to call them. Because
most people
the,
are not just checking their email because of the PMB or the LSB.
Pardon?
I said, you know, most people are not checking their email just because they were on the LSB. They have other stuff that generally is coming.
Yeah, but Evelyn.
No, but I'm saying if they didn't, if they've changed their. No, but I'm saying if they.
I don't want us to get stuck on that. If 4 weeks is it, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they've changed their email, because you can see even on our board there are people who are who change their email even during the year. So then they, you know, they wouldn't know. There's like a void there. That's what happened here. Was that
it's
some people?
It's not a delay point for me. It's okay. 4 weeks is fine. I'm not stuck on three.
Well, it was just a recommendation. I want to hear from everybody what people think. Chandra, Ambrose?
I'm fine. I'm fine with 4 weeks.
Four. Ambrose, four or three?
It really doesn't matter. Let me suggest, however, that the board members who are no longer on the board, they should get a direct email from us alerting them that this package is coming and why they're asked to fill out the form, as well as putting it on the website of the stations and sending it to each one of the LSB chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
And since you're going to use 4 weeks, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Chandra?
Is the intent only to send, is the reason that you're asking for emails because you want to send it to people by email? Why not mail it to people? Everybody should be members of their local stations, therefore the mailing addresses should be in their MEMSIS. Why can't we just mail these forms out, and then if they come back, if we mail them out first class, and then they come back, then we know that they didn't get it. I mean, if you send it with email, unless you send it with, you know, people have to sign for it by email, return receipt, then you have no assurance that they've been received.
Okay. Well, Evelyn, this must have come up during your tenure. I suspect that part of it is that there's cost involved, but go ahead.
Yeah, there is cost involved, and that has to be approved. If the PMB says mail them out, they can be mailed out. And it's also labor intensive.
Yes.
So we have to make sure we have somebody that can do that.
Okay, so the question here, and let's see how we feel. I personally, although I normally favor hard copy mail, but I do think that in this instance, and I think if we had not only an HR director but an HR director with a staff person or a part-time staff person, then I would favor it. Under the circumstances, I think we should stick to email with the attached Word document form. And normally, by the way, I don't favor anything having to do with personnel going by email, as everybody is probably well aware. I normally would favor.
They have to return it by mail.
Yes, they do have to return it by mail. Yeah.
The only thing that goes out is a blank.
Yeah, it's just a blank form. Okay, so, Chandra?
Yes, I got that.
No, but we haven't. We didn't.
Well, I have a reservation about it, but I'm not going to stand in the way of us doing it this way.
Oh, okay. Does everybody else think we should send it by email, Ambrose, Evelyn?
I would support.
Email is fine, but that should be left up to the PNB to decide, and we ought to CFO to give us a cost.
Yeah, everything we are deciding tonight is going to be voted on by the PNB. It just goes as a recommendation. And so the question is really, is that what we are going to recommend to the PNB?
Well, this is my suggestion. If we send it by email, I want it to go return receipt, and then we have that record that people have signed for, you know, the email thing where you say you've gotten your email. So if we do it that way, then I think we have a record.
Okay, I don't even know how to do that, so I'm glad that you're the one doing that.
Well, Berthold does that all the time. But if I'm the one that's sending them out, I know how to, you know, I'll ask him how to do it.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, everybody knows what that is, right? I mean, because Berthold does that with his emails.
It pops up then.
Yeah, you get this message that you have to acknowledge that you've received it.
Okay. So, any objection to that? And let's be sure to include that then in our recommendation. Okay.
Yeah, I got that in there.
Okay, you got
can't
that.
Make the recommendation unless you ask the CFO to present the cost to the board at the next meeting.
No, but there's no cost to what we're recommending.
I've taken my proposal about mailing it off the table, Ambrose.
Oh, did you then?
Yeah, I said that I would take it off the table if we could send it by email with return receipt, and then we have a tracking system. And then I would agree to that.
But now, you know, you can opt to not send the return receipt. Even though that thing pops up, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to acknowledge receipt of it. But if we tell people that this is the way that we know, we have assurance that you've gotten this document. Otherwise, you know, we have no assurance because we're not going to keep sending it out to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are we all in agreement now with that, that that will be our recommendation, is that we will send the blank form to the list with a return receipt email acknowledgement?
Okay.
So then the next
blank
step...
Blank form with instructions and the cover letter.
Right.
Is that what we're saying? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so then... The form, let me see, both of these samples have a designation as to what you are, whether you're LSB, PNB, or staff? I don't see it.
I don't see it, but
that's
it should be on there. It should be on whatever we send.
Proposed cover letter, dear PNB member, Pacifica, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so can we make a note that that needs to be...
Okay, it needs to be included.
Yes, so they can identify.
And then they identify as to what they are.
Right. The other thing that people did not do last time was their return address on the envelope.
Wait. Is the staff LSB or PNB? Okay.
Then
the next thing is you want people to put return address on the outside.
Yeah, I believe we had that on the instructions. Again, I can't access my old material.
I think that what we asked them to do was to put their completed form in a plain white envelope.
That's right.
And then insert that into another envelope with the return address on the outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want any identifying information, however, on the inside envelope.
Yes, and the only purpose of the other was so that we don't have bogus
duplicates
sent to us.
And we might want to explain that.
Yes, now we had a really good, I thought that the explanation on Greg's mailer was good. And so we should have that before us. again, I don't.
Well, I'm just saying that it did not include that the reason we want your return address on the outside
mm-hmm.
is so that we can ensure that we don't have duplicates.
That would be a good additional comment to put in there.
Put it on the inside envelope.
One other thing that you and I had talked about, Lydia,
mm-hmm.
was to set up a post office to receive
yes.
these.
Yes, absolutely.
Box.
That's the next.
So, do you
thing.
Want to recommend that?
Absolutely. And we had thought of it at the time, and I remember that Gray had actually also commented that I thought that that would have been a good idea. Otherwise, the mail just piles up at the time Yolanda was traveling and that sort of thing. So people too much access, in other words.
Well, we might want to first figure out. Who exactly is going to be responsible for getting it?
Right, right. I thought we would leave that toward the end in case we have to go into executive session to discuss
and
aspects
that
of
might,
it.
You might want to hold off on deciding how.
Well, even if there's somebody else, we would still need to have a non-Pacifica office PO box is what I had
and
recommended.
And we could do it the same way that we do with the LSB ballots. At least how we do it in Berkeley. I don't know how other people
mm-hmm.
do it, but we always have at least two people going to the mailbox, and then they witness it and they sign, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they go, like, let's say the local election supervisor is going to go on 9/15.
Mm-hmm.
That person then brings two people with them, and then they
mm-hmm.
all witness that they've signed, and then whatever they pick up gets put in some location and sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's... We could do something similar to that.
Yeah, I think, and a lot of that is also just to give assurance to the people who are sending it in.
Right.
You know, people most concerned are not going to be the PC members, but the
they're going to
the
be
staff.
The national staff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it will, and we had, well, the national staff, it was the staff that also included the GMs, remember? So we're not talking about just the national office, but the national staff.
No, in this
and,
case,
and we did not have like a great response
right.
from the staff. So we really want to give them assurances of confidentiality.
So in this case, are we including the GMs, or are we including the business managers instead of the GMs?
No, the GMs as well.
Does everybody agree to that?
That was not.
Yeah.
The GMs basically took the place of the. Business managers basically took the place of the GMs, but I think the GMs should be included too. They interact with Lonnie a lot.
Oh yeah, they are officially, regardless of Lonnie's interaction with the business managers, they're the supervisors of the business managers.
I understand. In Houston, Dwayne does very little with Markeisha. She talks to Lonnie a lot more than she does him. But across the board, you know, the business managers basically are in the bylaws. They're designated as Lonnie being responsible for them.
Now, this is probably, you know, the National Finance Committee would be, it wouldn't matter. They don't have to be included separately because they would be LSB and PNB members from 06 anyway. So
that's correct.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about having a separate group.
No,
for them.
But do we all agree, just so we don't have to retread this, that the GMs should also be included?
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And but they should just be included as the staff.
Mm-hmm.
So not a separate category. Otherwise, since there's only five, they would be easily singled out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people mail back the form. It goes to a PO box, and the designated key person, whoever we decide would be the coordinator of Yolanda's former, you know, function for this effort. Plus, I would say. The other witness should just be Chandra, I think, with one witness plus the person that gets hired or that is hired or designated, whatever, would be sufficient. Does anybody have any objection to that? She's on the personnel committee and she's in Berkeley.
How do you know I'm a reputable person?
You're as good as they get, Chandra.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So I didn't hear anything from Ambrose. Am I a reputable person, Ambrose? We're streaming now, Ambrose. Remember, we're streaming.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay, I'll let you off the hook.
So no objection, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okie dokie. So moving right
on. So then
along.
What
so
do we do with the mail? What do we do with the mail after we get it? We don't want to take it back to the national office, obviously.
Well, I mean, it could be if we can find a secure place in the national office. I'm not familiar with the office. I don't know what happens. And I think that will largely depend on, and that we shouldn't stream anyway, I think. That'll depend
on what
we decide on terms of the person. So we could leave that for the executive session to follow. And then, but let's not forget it. Make a note that we don't forget and go back. Okay. So then, once the forms are received, then the person in charge, whoever that is, will be checking off the names and the address to see which forms have come in and their categories. Will then proceed to assign. My understanding was that what Yolanda did was, since she had a full list of everybody she had sent to, then when the form came back, she assigned a number, which we were aware of, to that form within that category so that, you know, it could be PNB 12345 or LSB 12345, whatever, and that any other identifying information, all identifying information, if there is any, on the form would be removed, and or especially in relation to any of the copies. Okay. So their only identifying form, except for the key log, is the numbers. Is that correct?
So, okay, all right.
We're all trying to visualize this in our
heads. Right, yeah, right.
And then the first thing that came up was that Yolanda let us know that some people had handwritten their comments. So
right.
I think we could do the same thing and have the person hire a temp to type those comments. Now, the comments were beautifully done, I thought, for the ED evaluation. So I couldn't tell which comments had been typed, had been previously handwritten and typed. It was like a whole consecutive narrative almost.
Yeah, no, they were good. It was good.
Yeah, so I don't know if she had the temp type all the comments or how they did that, but it was done well. So perhaps that's one question. Maybe we can have a list of things to ask Yolanda. That's one of the questions. She told me she'd be available for these kinds of questions. She called me last Friday.
Oh, that's
so.
Great.
Yeah.
And
so
you hire her as a consultant to manage this whole process.
She is. To my understanding, she's about to start her new job. So, she was not responsive to that idea at the time.
All right.
But maybe she's had some rest and misses us, you know. okay, so we need to find out how she did those comments. It was impressive, and I thought it worked well. If we follow the same, now please, anybody interrupt me if we don't want to go the route that we did before. It seemed to work fairly well.
Yeah.
But let's also raise whatever didn't work. So far I'm not hearing anything. Okay. And then what we did was we took the statistical information, the numbers, and sent a copy to Bertold and a copy to Bob Lederer. And really, Bertold did the whole thing. Bob Lederer proofed it. He found a couple of things that Bertold agreed were, minor mistakes. and presented what I thought was a good statistical analysis.
It's a good thing it's all fresh in our minds.
Yes, I know. Okay.
You know, you can remember all these details.
Okay, so now the only other little thing was the Thursday night when we fully intended to give everybody sets of everything, and very few people requested the sets from Chandra. Yes.
Right. So,
although no one complained thereafter, everybody seemed to think we allowed enough time during the executive session to read through the stuff. I don't know.
You know, I don't know if that's a real problem. If we can just do it the same way that the material is prepared and then handed out at the meeting.
Yeah, I thought it worked well and allow. What did we allow, 45 minutes or something to
read?
Yeah,
we allowed people to read through the information.
Yeah, I thought it worked really well myself. But
we could do it the same way. I mean, if the person mails it to one of us, because what happened is Yolanda FedExed it to me at the hotel.
Exactly.
And I happened to get in the day before, so I had it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
I mean, if we want to do that the same way, unless mm-hmm. the person is actually there, I mean, if we
mm-hmm.
have an interim human resources person, they might be actually at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could receive it again and distribute it the same way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that would work really well.
And I would be willing to give it to people the night before if they were able to find me and they wanted to get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does everybody agree to that?
Absolutely.
And then we should propose to the PMB as well that we do the same thing where we have the executive session where we go through the evaluation, read everything, and then have a response and an interactive session with the CFO as well as a response on Sunday. Now, when did we fill out that little cover sheet that we had, that little summary final recommendation thing that was tallied? Was that on the first session or the second session? First session, right? No, the second session.
The second session, because we continued our meeting after we had an interview with the ED.
Well, anyway, but that little sheet I thought was really good because it kind of brings us back to just the bottom line. Now the other issue too is Greg did get to review the form before it was sent out for his input on it. Is that correct, Evelyn? As I recall. Evelyn?
Well, whether he did or not.
Oh, or Ambrose. Ambrose, were you on the personnel committee?
Yeah.
As I recall being on the PMB, that he had, it was just given to him as a courtesy ahead of time for input. And do we want to do this? I mean, we should do whatever we did then, we should do again.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, even if we didn't do that before, we should do it. Because
we should do it. Yeah, exactly.
It's good protocol.
Okay,
yeah.
So
because he might say, "Well, why aren't you asking this question, or why aren't
exactly,
you asking that
exactly,
question?"
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
And that was why we gave it to Greg, so we could
make sure we
had to cover.
Okay. So now my only dilemma here is that the two forms are not the same.
Well, they have to be compared.
Yeah, I mean, I have done a quick comparison, and my impression stands is that the form that Jane sent us was very specific to, like, a finance committee and people who have far more, and probably the business manager. That doesn't mean we can't integrate it, but it's incomplete, whereas, and So we might want to integrate it with
Bertolt. Oh, that would be very simple to do.
Yeah, it would be, but I think that we should extend the courtesy, and also because Bertolt is the one who's going to be tabulating this.
Oh, yeah. If he
can synthesize the two, and then we can send it to Lonnie. This is going to have to be a quick turnaround. My problem is I don't know when Bertolt can do this. I mean, I don't know where he is.
Well, if he's traveling tonight, maybe we just email him. He can answer us tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what I'm going to recommend on the form, because anyway, again, this is a recommendation to the PMB, and they could potentially make additional changes, is that on the form is that if we all agree, and that would be all six of us, to that if all six of us will promptly respond by email, and we can approve the form by email as long as it's unanimous consent, as Dave has done on an occasion or two, then we can move that forward as our group's recommendation to the PMB. Do we all agree on that one? Because we don't have time to have another personnel committee meeting.
No.
Since we have another meeting next month.
What we need to do is to make certain that Bertolt
does the synthesis. And if you don't reach him, I will do it as a backup.
He checks it against the official job description of the CFO.
Right.
Certifies that these
For the ED's evaluation, didn't we include the job description?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that needs to be included.
Included with that form.
Yeah, with the form. And also, let's see here.
In other words, when you send it out, it should go with the
exactly.
It should go in the email.
Mm-hmm. And also, I noticed that, I mean, we should compare this to the form we send out for the ED as well, because I noticed that this one does not have the, neither one seems to have that final retain, give them a raise and so on and so forth, the options that we had.
We'll just pop that in there.
Yes, and that should be, instead of on the front sheet, it should be in the back, because I know I didn't fill mine out, because by the time I went through the form, I forgot to go back to the first sheet. So, and so assuming, let's say, if the PMB approves the form on the 18th, which is not sure, let's see how everything goes. But if they approve the form on the 18th, potentially, do we want to give them dates of when we plan to send it out and when we plan to have it received?
I think we should set up a timeline.
Yeah, I said 4 weeks, but I'm saying, Chandra, will you have time this coming week to see what the email situation is?
Yes, I will.
At the office. Okay.
Yes.
And then, so if we approve it on the 18th, let's say, should we send it out, let's say Tuesday, or, well, you would have to pick the date, I think. Oh, well, no. You know what? Let's not go there, because we haven't discussed how we're going
right.
to
we don't know
the work. Yeah, exactly. Who or what. Okay. And so I think that, can anybody think of anything else that we've left out in the process, that other than what we're going to discuss in executive session?